I was just outside of Kyoto, close on the trail of a fox spirit, when the ghost appeared. It manifested as a giant red lantern with a small mouth and one large eye, and blocked access to a bridge I needed to cross. While it was true that ghosts made the best informants, their sense of timing could be somewhat lacking.
"I have information, Yamada-san," it said.
"I'm not looking for information. I'm looking for a fox." I started to brush past it.
"A silver fox with two tails. Sometimes appears as a human female named Kuzunoha."
The lantern suddenly had my full attention. "I'm listening."
"You're chasing a yokai, pretending to be Lady Kuzunoha. You really do not want to catch it, if you get my meaning."
I did. As monsters went, yokai ran the gamut from mildly annoying to slurp your intestines like hot noodles. By the time you knew which sort you were dealing with, it was usually too late. "How do I know you're telling me the truth?" The lantern looked disgusted.
"The other day said you were smart, Yamada-san."
"How?"
"You can follow that illusion until it gets tired of the game and eats you, or we can reach an agreement. That is up to you."
The lantern pretended to look away, unconcerned, but having only the one eye made it very difficult to glance at someone sideways without him knowing it.
"You're saying you know where Lady Kuzunoha is? What do you want in exchange?"
"Two bowls, plus prayers for my soul at the temple of your choice."
"One bowl, and I haven't been inside a temple since I was 7. I'm not going to start on your account."
I knew it would all come down to just how hungry the ghost was, but I wasn't worried. I'd already spotted the drool. It was staining the lantern's paper. The thing grumbled something about miserly bastards, but gave in.
"Very well, but do it properly."
"Always," I said. "Now tell me where I can find Lady Kuzunoha."
The ghost knew I was good for it. Information was the lifeblood of any nobleman's proxy, and only a fool would cheat an informant once a deal was agreed. I wasn't a fool, most of the time.
"Lady Kuzunoha is in Shinoda Forest."
I sighed deeply.
"I don't appreciate you wasting my time, Lei. My patron already had the place searched. She's not there."
"If the idiot hadn't sent his army, he might have found her. She had more of a romantic rendezvous in mind, yes? If you're really looking for her, that's where she is. Go there yourself, if you don't believe me."
"All right. But remember, I may not be intimate with temples, but I do have contacts. If you're lying to me, I'll come back with a tinderbox and a priest who specializes. Do you understand me?"
"She's there, I tell you. Now honor our bargain."
I reached inside my robe and pulled out a bag of uncooked rice, already measured out. I took a pair of wooden chopsticks and shoved them point first through the opening of the bag and held the offering in the palms of my hands before the lantern.
"For the good of my friend, what's your name?"
"Seita."
"Seita-san."
The bag floated out of my hands and shriveled like a dead leaf in a winter's wind. In a moment, the pitiful remnants of the offering drifted to the ground in front of the bridge, and the lantern let out a deep sigh of contentment.
"Quality stuff," it said. "I hope we can do business again."
"Maybe, if your story proves true, and Lady Kuzunoha doesn't send any more yokai after me."
"But Lady Kuzunoha didn't. Ah, please forget I said that."
For a moment, I thought the lantern was just looking for another offering, but that wasn't it. The thing was actually scared, and there aren't many things short of an exorcist that will scare a ghost.
If she didn't send it, who did?
Just before it winked out like a snuffed candle, the lantern whispered,
"Yamada-san, there isn't that much rice in Kyoto."